Ethel Cogshell, Felicia Reed, and myself. Does everyone have a chance to review the agenda?
Yes.
If so, I would entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
This is Michelle.
I move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Okay, I heard Michelle make a motion to adopt the agenda. Is there any second?
I second.
Okay, who is that that seconded?
Oh, I'm sorry, Felicia Reed.
Okay, Felicia Reed seconded. Is there any discussion about the agenda?
No.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Agenda has been adopted. Next on the agenda is number 3, approval of the minutes and reports from the September 13 meeting. Everyone had a chance to review the board minutes in your package for the September 13 meeting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Anyone have any changes or comments? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve the September 13 minutes.
This is Michelle. I move that we accept the September 13 minutes.
Okay, been a motion. Is there a second?
A second, Nancy Alden.
Thank you. Been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion about approval of the September 13 minutes?
No.
Okay, no discussion to be a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. September 13 minutes as presented are approved. Next is number 4, the financial report.
Hi, Amanda Richardson. We're going to start the financial report, and right now we're at 83.3% kind of on budget. We're going to start with the first. Well, first of all, some of these items are the same continuation from our last meeting. So we're going to start with the first item, line item is main library HVAC repair, broken windows, and fire suppression system repair fees. Line item number 2. HVAC malfunction caused the electricity bill to increase in the months of July and August. But now the bill has decreased since the repairs have been made. Our bill in, what month was that? Was $10,571, but now we're down to $5,300.
That's good.
Tremendous.
Michelle, you hear that?
Look, I had it on mute, but I said, oh my goodness. Hey, kudos.
Now that's a big deal, because if you've been on the board for a few couple of years, that is significantly lower than it has been.
And we also did some tweaks to the system. Like we had been talking with the technicians, but they would not tell us that to turn the VAV box, you know, like I told y'all, I had the heating element, and we found out how to actually turn them off. You know?
Oh, good.
Yeah. And that's going to help out tremendous. You know, some areas might be colder than others, but, you know,
right.
It's pretty good here to me. But.
Good deal. All right.
Okay, we got to go ahead with the third line item. Shipping and handling increased due to the large book orders. Line item number 4, fees increased due to the E-rate fund that hasn't been applied to our account. Line item number 5, still waiting on a reimbursement from East Hardy Construction for damaged RFID gate repair. And we spoke on that at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Line item number 6, Cost of janitorial supplies increased due to the purchasing of large quantities of cleaning supplies and paper towels. Line item number 7, annual cost of auditor fees. Line item number 8, due to purchasing bags, pens, and cups to promote the library. Line item number 9, sales tax is up due to large amount of books ordered, databases, and other materials purchased. That ends the financial report. Do anyone have any questions?
And I'll let you guys know that E-rate funds are starting to trickle in. We did get a deal, and we just passed recently. All the time, and I can see the credits are starting to actually trickle in. So
good deal.
That's a good trust for us. And the auditor fees are probably going to go up. I got to get in contact with them probably tomorrow sometime. We got an invoice in without them even contacting me, you know, for $2,600. And I just got a question that due to the fact that, you know, they didn't provide any assistance as far as once they found the mistakes, you know, trying to ever actually clean it up, anything like that, you know. So they knew where all the mistakes were, so they wanted me to go find them. So I felt like the honor was on our side. They would kind of at least assist us in charging over to $13,000 for the audit.
Anyone have any questions? If not, we'll entertain a motion to approve the financial report as read.
I move that we approve the report as presented.
Is that Ms. Reed that made that? I was listening on here. I thought it came from here. I swear to God, I'm going deaf. I swear, I thought it was on here. I apologize. All right, I apologize. I really thought that was on the. I am so sorry. Okay, we got a motion. Is there a second?
This is Michelle. I'll second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
No.
Sounded like it came from. Where did that was Felicia Reed saying that? Okay. All right. Motion and a second. You need no discussion. There'll be a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that carries. Next is the director's report, number 5 on your agenda.
Okay, I want to start my report off by saying thank you to Ms. Jones and Ms. Davis. You guys were a big help during National Library Card Signup Month. We managed to get around 6 to 8 new card holders signed up, and hopefully they can put those cards to use. Second, I want friends of the library has been, you know, tremendous this year. I think it's due to the fact that they got some new members that's willing to go above and beyond to help the library. During this time this year, they purchased a Silhouette Cameo 4 Pro. I think I might have mentioned the heat press, but we just got a laminator as well. Like I said in here, they've already been using it for the story walk in Whitehall, and that should be kicked off pretty soon. So I thought that was great. Staff are very excited about the laminator, and they're also going to help out during the Halloween month. I purchased some little baggage for the kids that we're going to pass out on the 29th of this month, and friends that, you know, why not purchase another 300? And, you know, we're going to put coloring books inside because it's like a coloring bag for kids, you know, so we're going to help out with that. And we received $1,448.38. reimbursement check for the sensory grant. We bought some activity mats, sensory balls, rings, and beads, and also was able to purchase some containers for those for the sensory players at each library. We also, you know, want to keep adding to that area and let it grow even more. I was able to get in contact with Granite Communications. I've been working with them over the past month just trying to get bills decreased, and I was able to get the telephone bill decreased going around $600 for the year. I thought that was a great move due to the fact they were able to offer service for a wholesale price. Those funds can be used for more programming and enhancing services than the library. So I thought that was great. And what I want to talk about next is the elevator. It was brought to my attention by a couple of city council members and also the mayor's office. I was contacted It was a subject that was brought up in the city council meeting. I did speak with them, and I didn't have a chance to speak with them. The city, Lori, they want me to talk to her and Scott. But I did talk to our attorney. We had a conversation about it, and he didn't feel like at this time we had any grounds due to the fact that the elevator was not unwarranted. You know, so he's going to still look through the contract and see what else he can find, to try to see how can they help us out. But in the meantime, I have another company, Tone A, to come in, and they really inspected the elevator over. They found that the CPU and the soft start was malfunctioning, and they didn't like the color of the oil. It looked like it was aerated or maybe had some water in it. But I did speak back with TKE. Ryan called me Friday, and he's trying to verify. He said that some special oil they put in, and that oil is the right oil that needs to be in there. You know, they said they put special oil due to the fact that they were kept on a constantly burning pump stuff. So, but Scone, they end up giving me a bill for $17,655. You know, but that bill is going to decrease. I've talked to him since then, and he's going to take the oil off of the bill, and they're going to try to send the soft start off to see, basically run some tests on it, see if it's malfunctioning, and then we'll be able to know if it's the computer is malfunctioning. But he did, you know, show me that the computer was malfunctioning. Like I got stuck in between the elevator shaft between the second and third floor doing the test. Me and him got, and his other technician had to get us out. And when we got out, he was trying to access the soft start through the CPU, and he showed me that it locked up. He said one of them was not communicating with one another, so they're going to run the test on the soft start. Like, you know, but as of right now, you know, it's still down. I'm not going to let any patrons ride. You know, it works. You know, we move books and stuff like that. I scrub them. I send it up, you know, and other supplies. But, you know, I'm not going to let a patron ride at this time because we can't afford to have somebody get stuck on the elevator and all type of other issues that might have to go with that. So safety is always going to be number one in my book, regardless on, you know, what everybody's saying about our elevator. We are trying to get it fixed, but in the meantime, he did assure me that they were trying to get the parts. As you can see, the parts are on back order with no ETA. He forwarded me both emails from the parts house in Memphis with TKE, because, you know, it's a TKE elevator, and they had to go to TKE to get the parts. But both ones on back order. And I said, just out of luck, you know, I probably thought they was, you know, messing me around throughout the year when they said, you know, they kept on saying stuff was on back order. We had to wait 6 to 8 weeks, and it's just the truth. You know, we are at the mercy of the manufacturer at this point. Due to the fact that we don't have any other choice besides Kone at this time, due to Otis won't even look at. So, but like I said, they did make contact trying to get the part. We can go with a rebuild soft start and try to go their route. But like I said, we're going to get it tested first. But in the meantime, we was never able to get the elevator tested on the load. The sensor's running. Since our last meeting, I had the elevator tested on the load. The voltage showed to be sufficient. We check amperage and pretty much all kind of electrical tests we could run on. You know, he tested out and everything tested out great on our end. Because like I said, they're still trying to say it's a building power issue. When I spoke with the regional president, you know, that was his main thing that he was targeting, saying we had a building power issue. And I told him to prove it. You know, and he has yet to prove it. But he did give me a call back and basically say, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do? Okay. You know. And that's pretty much where we're at with the elevator. Just in case any of you heard any negative comments about our elevator, I've been having an ambush of elderly call me the last 3 days. Yeah. But we are making changes to the library as far as helping the elderly. Want to get the genealogy. I got everything on the first floor they need for genealogy. So. There's nothing out of their reach, you know. We're going above and beyond wherever we need to do, make them come
Is that where the majority of the patrons go that would are?
Complaints.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I mean, it's just frustrating because we've been dealing with this for over a year.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a back and forth thing. They have to put a part on, burn up. That's after it burns up, that's 6 to 8 weeks. You know, like that, we're on the fifth pump, and they never found out, you know, why the pump was actually burning up. And he called me like that Friday, trying to, you know, solicit their service. I'm like, y'all can't do anything for it. You know?
Yeah.
And I even looked up portable elevators, anything I can do, you know, to try to get, you know, a wheelchair up to the second floor. You know, I think most of them just want to go up there and just look, you know, because like I said, most of the stuff that the people that's in a wheelchair, you know, we made it accessible on the first floor.
Is that
any comments?
Anyone have any questions of Director Williams?
No.
Okay.
And that concludes my report.
Okay. All right. On to the next item of business, which is number 6, new business. Under number 6A, it's a resolution 2022-05, authority to purchase, sell, transfer, or dispose of library assets. Could you detail that for us, Director Williams?
Yes. This basically is pretty much what we, pretty standard on when we're changing signers on account. This is pretty much all of them be for the money market account, payroll account, general funds, and any other business that we kind of conduct here at the library, making Amanda a signer since she's a new bookkeeper.
Okay. Is anyone want to make a motion, or I guess, yeah, a motion to resolve that we appoint Amanda Richardson is with to give her that authority?
Larissa Davis, I move that we do the necessary paperwork or to add Amanda Richardson to our accounts as bookkeeper and manager.
Okay, is there a second?
This is Michelle. Second.
Okay. We have a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. There'll be a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. There's no opposed. That resolution will carry. Next is 6B. It's a resolution 06, expending city bond funds, and it's the signees for that.
That's pretty much what I stated. That'll be for the bond funds, to be able to sign up on requisitions and things of that nature, since we're actually still working on the bill. You know, I actually just had a meeting today with Reese, and we went through some preliminary drawings. And, you know, we're getting ready to put it out for bid here pretty soon.
Okay. And so this would be to just expend funds to the for that project?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess at this time, entertain a motion to expend those city bond funds. Anyone want to make a motion?
Chantel Jones.
Okay. Michelle, I'll recognize you.
Okay. This is Michelle. I move that we accept resolution 2022-06 to expend city bond funds for the renovation of the Watson Chapel branch by adding Amanda Richardson, HR manager, bookkeeper, to the resolution.
Ms. Jones, would you second?
I second.
Ms. Jones seconds it. Okay, so any discussion? No discussion. There'll be a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. 6C, resolution doing business signees. Can you explain that?
Okay, that would be granting our mandatory rights as far as being able to sign up on checks and things like that. So.
Anyone want to make a motion to have her sign, Armenda sign, be able to sign off on the checks?
Chantel Jones, I move that Armenda be able to sign off on checks, resolution 2022-07.
Okay. Is there a second?
Alicia Reeves, a second.
Ms. Reed, second. Any discussion?
No.
No discussion. Let me a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. 6D is signature signing authority for bank accounts. And that's at Simmons Stone Bank and Reliance Bank. And that just put Armenda Richardson on the accounts. And I did know that I do notice that in that wording there, we need to correct Ms. Richardson's name at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
In the second line in the paragraph.
Yeah. Okay.
With that correction, I'd entertain a motion to approve that resolution.
I move that we approve resolution 2022-8, granting and signing an authority for bank accounts to Armenda Richardson.
Okay, Ms. Davis makes a motion. Is there a second?
Alicia Reeves, second.
Ms. Jones, second. Is there any discussion?
No.
No discussion. There'll be a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. With that correction, that resolution passes. There's no one here for public comments, so I'm going to kind of combine 7 and 8. Does anyone have any comments or announcements from the board?
No.
Once again, thank you for everyone coming. I'm glad we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 attendees by my count. So that's good. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the right direction. So with that, we're adjourned. Thanks everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ethel Copshaw
has left the conference.
James Pascal
has left the conference.
Get that on a
good afternoon. Felicia Reeves.